On University of West Georgia Week, rugged individualism has had a large influence over gun laws in the U.S. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anthony Fleming, associate professor of political science, determines its impact on the country.
Gun policy is one of the most contentious issues in the country. After high-profile massacres, many argue these terrible events would be limited if we created more firearms controls. However, many also contend that firearms are not the problem and that more controls on them are not the solution. The two sides of this argument reflect the two sides of the communitarian value and rugged individualism value debate. In short, those who support communitarian values are seeking to protect the society and community over the individual. Conversely, those who supported rugged individualism values seek to protect the rights and liberties of the individual over the society and community. Both sides of the debate attempt to gain superiority over the other side by analyzing a variety of data that ranges from a catalog of presidential statements, bills in the U.S. Congress, and New York Times articles. We have identified three overarching frames we have labeled as restrictive, lenient, and punitive. A restrictive message calls for more restraints on firearms. Restrictive messages align with communitarian values because their goal is to make society safer by limiting access to firearms. Lenient messages ask for less restraints on firearms. Lenient messages align with individualistic values because they are suggesting that the individual's rights are superior to community concerns. Punitive messages call for those who abuse firearms to receive extra penalties. These messages fall under the individualistic value umbrella because they are calling for members of society to take personal responsibility for their behavior, and if they violate this responsibility, they should forfeit their rights. In conclusion, we find that the American gun debate thus far has been an ideological clash that has been rather lopsided in favor of those who have supported rugged individualism.
That was Anthony Fleming of the University of West Georgia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.